of Gneva Gezeil, we speak a little bit about Masa Shah Shlamidas. So, Midayis is also the signal, the sigzel, the person is not allowed to steal. So, classical case of like, who was just telling me that, his parents used to have like, guests, everyone over, they spent everyone over. And there's a person in Chicago who held up a bank. And, you know, he was in jail for a while, and next season he got, like, released. Like, his parents used to invite him over for every Shabbos. Like, he used to, like, you know, first time the guy worked in the guy, he, like, ran for his life. He was petrified. But, I'll go upon him. So, the classic case of Geneva is, like, Gzela is you hold up a bank. That's a classical case. Geneva is when you don't hold up a bank, you do it secretly. That is obviously not too common in our circles. But cases which could be Negea by us, so one case, let's say, of Geneva is, you ever go to the mikveh and you see like there are like towels from like the Hyatt, the Ramada, what's the pshat, like people go on vacation and extra towel, people like take souvenirs. Never saw that? What? No, it's not. It's like, it's just like, you know, you take you're paying so much anyhow, so like, why not? So, no, that's a classical case of Geneva. All the shilas you get at Sesh Mechuva, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur time, you get all the, you know, people just line them one after another one. And it was a bachar, I took a towel, or, this is a very common one. So, you go to a hotel, bachar go to a hotel, so it says light of two people in a room. And what did they do? They just like bring in 12 people into the room. What's the alarm this? Like maybe Migo, like they could have slept on the beach. Or Zena Zale Chaser, but you know, for you, if you ever did it, you know it's very, very chaser, right? The room gets trashed. But I come, that's another classical case of Gneva and Gzela, which you know was a very, very common thing to do. And basically there's no such thing. The basic phenomenon in terms of like the train, the bus, for some reason like a lot of people think you don't have to pay, right? I've had so many times like, the first few years in Eretz Yisrael, they were in whatever yeshiva, you don't have to pay on the train and the bus. Tziyanim, or whatever it is, like taking
membership. Also to pay.
What? So I used to think it was like the craziest thing in the world, like where in the world, like where these guys brought up, and then, what's the halacha in terms of if you don't pay for the bus or don't pay for the train, so it's regular Geneva Gzela Yisrael, and the halacha is that this mitzvah is a shagazel. You have to pay back whatever you went ahead and stole. Therefore, you have to pay back for all those trips which you took and you didn't pay, you have to pay back. Now, what do you do if you have no clue how many times it was, which directly I don't have any clue how much it was, so you have no idea. Like, stuff you have to pay. Actually, it's something really big. You stole something, not so much money. So, the luck is, I'm not sure if it's $100, if $200, I have to pay, there's no suffix, you have to pay the amount. There's not going to be any suffix, you have to pay basically the amount that for sure you didn't do. Now, you could go ahead and ask again and call up the company and ask them if they're moichel or if they care or you're not sure and what to do. This is also very, very common. This is a time of Kalkado. Any person who works like in a company or any person who works in a store, if it's not like a big decision, a small amount of money, you're allowed to ask them for mechila. You know, they have a right. The owner of, I don't know, the store does not want to be asked every single day, 14 times a day, oh, somebody by mistake broke a jar of pickles, should we charge them or not charge them? You know what I mean? Doesn't have time for it, not interested. So any small decision, something which is not a tremendous amount of money, definitely anybody which is in a position where they work, they definitely have a right to go ahead and decide and they're right to make. So kids, if you took a train and a bus, you didn't pay, basically it's Mr. Gazla, you have to pay back. You took the towel from the Hyatt, there's a chiyuv to give it back. And that's how you always get it. I took the towel from the Hyatt 10, you know, 5 years ago when it's thrown us 4 times and went out of business. You have a problem, right? How are you going to pay it back? No one knows, right? And they don't really exist. That's a, you know, a very difficult issue. Now, sometimes people are Guizel Sarabim. For example, somebody goes to Sarabim, for example. Somebody has a butcher shop and he plays around with the weights. Or someone just stole from a lot of other people and you have no idea how to pay back. So what do you do then? So the Gemara says, in that case, what you do is, head mekam hesher zegzeh, the Gemara says, you do tzarchi rabbim. What's the common case we say what to do is? You give a sitter to the kesel or something. You know, something where all Jews go. And you do tzarchi rabbim, and then that works. How does that work? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, the way it works is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hopefully being that he sees you want to do tshuva, you're trying very hard, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you siyata d'shmaya. The person who you stole from will be nana from it, and that's how it works. It happens to be, I think, that's another for tzachar rabbim. You're being nana a lot of people, and hopefully it goes back to the person who you took it from. Fine, so this is by Yisrael. Now, what's the halacha with Gezalakim? So Gezalakim, there are a lot of cases of Gezalakim with a lot of confusion. Some lakula, some lachumra, some different than a lot of people think. And I'll just throw out a couple of cases and we'll go through a lot of each one. For example, guy once went into the store. It's called TJ Maxx, whatever it is. There are two shirts. One costs $20, one costs $10. He switched the price tag on them. The 20 to the 10, the 10 to the 20. It came, $10. $10 shirt was for the $20 shirt. And he bought the shirt for $10. So the shaila is, want to know, was it mutter, us, is it to pay back, and what does he do from over here? Okay, another case. When I was on a date once, so I was looking for parking in Manhattan, it's very hard to find parking, and then also I saw this place, like something of a lot, open, looking like a public lot, so I went in there and I parked. Came back at the end of the date, and there's a guy there, and the place is locked. So I'm like, my car's in there. He goes, sorry, sir, we're closed. We're closed for the day. I'm like, what is this? He goes, this is like a private lot. I don't know, we're closed for the day. You can't get your car, come back tomorrow, sir. So kissed the girl next to me, started crying. So of course he opened up and let us out. So I asked him, like, how do I pay? He goes, sir, you can't pay me. Come back tomorrow to come and pay. I'm not the guy, I don't collect money, I'm just whatever. So now the shadows do have to go ahead and pay them or not. Okay, so look this. So Gezel Akum, stealing from a guy, the halacha is, it's a Gemara above a Kamal Kavir Gemal, it's Asr. However, says, Shemem Ches, I think it's a base, Asr Ligzel Bein Meisol Bein Meakum, you're not allowed to steal from a guy, no matter what, and it's Asr, whether it's Dereisa, whether it's Lisigzel, not, it's a Vikoch in the place, because the Rambam's Mashmah is Lisigzel, this Mashmah is a different Joshua, but it's definitely Asr Bein Dereisa, non negotiable, and it's Asr to steal from a guy. That's a shura. The shayla starts two things. Number one is what's the gather of gezela? This gezela is going to be aser. So the shayla is there din veheshev by a guy? By Yisrael, the din is veheshev zeh you have to go and return it. You steal something from a yid, you have to go in and return the chifetz, you have to return the money, you have to go in and pay back. Like I said before, you go on the buses, you have to go out afterwards and pay it. By a guy, the shayla is there mitzvah veheshev or not? So they do the famous tzivas and shemem ches, which says that there is no veheshev by a guy. Veheshev is a din dafka by Yisrael, it's also the steal from a guy, but veheshev, to giving it back, the mitzvah veheshev, there's no din to give it back. And once you did it, you're done. But there's tesefta which says, if you steal something from a guy, and you have it, yachzer, you have to give it back. So when is how to put two things together? One, we're saying no mitzvah veheshev by a guy. Another, it says, if I take his item, I steal his computer, I have his computer, I have to go out and give it back. So basically, the answer of the Nebi Huda, the Chazanish, and other Achronim is basically like this. If you still have the item, it's here, it's bad. I stole the guy's hat, and I'm still holding on to it. I have to give it back, not mitzvah mitzvah veheshev, just that's a continuation of the Ma'aseh Gzeila. The thing still exists, and therefore I have to go ahead and give it back to the guy. If the item does not exist anymore, it's gone, in order to go ahead and pay back money, that there would not be any din by a guy. Therefore, Lachal Ma'aseh. I walk into the store, I steal a shirt. Do I have to give it back? If the shirt still exists, you have to go ahead and give it back. If you didn't do a shini to it, then it still exists. It's still a computer. Somebody told me it's still computers. Are they still computers? I'm trying to remember, but we don't say computer shayla. Still computer shayla. I want to know if it's a shini, whatever, back up on them. Still computer. So if the computer still exists, you have to go and give it back. You snuck onto a bus and you didn't pay for the bus, do you have to go ahead and pay for it? What? He snuck on a bus in Chazar, so he did pay for it. Do you have to pay for the bus?
Afterwards,
yeah. No, you don't have to pay, because being that there's nothing here tangible which you have over the guys, there's no mitzvah to go ahead and pay back money. So back in the case on the date, when I was on the date, do I have to go ahead and pay?
No.
It was also for me to park there without permission, but if I didn't realize I was doing anything wrong, and I parked there, now then I'm done. There'll be no din to go ahead and pay it back. So there's one thing, stealing from
the
guy.
Case,
okay, we'll get there a second. Now, there's another, so get toy zakim. The guy makes a mistake. Classical case is, you go to a store, you buy something, and by mistake, gives you back $20 change, gives you back $100. Gives you back $100 by mistake. So are you allowed to keep it or not? Or another classical case of toy zakim is, you put it in an insurance claim, by mistake, they deposit two checks into your bank account. You order something online, you order a pair of shoes, and they send you 2 pairs of shoes. Do you have to give it back or not? So loch is toys ankam, the loch is mutter. That's the loch of Megadin, as it says. It's not a gazela. And there's a difference in Gazlin and toys. What's the difference? Gazlin is I went and stole it. Toys is he made a mistake and he gave it to me. That's what it says. The loch of Megadin is going to be mutter. Now, there's a famous bearer of Gaelin Shem Ches. He writes, I don't have it here, but the lesson along the lines is, I mean, Ksafti Zeladuris, that to a lot of people, which were, and as the Toys Akas Mutter, if you want to be Kasim Shemaim, it's a nice good thing to do. That's what it says over there. Kasim Shemaim is a good thing to do. Right, that famous story with, what was the guy's name?
The Money in the Desk.
Who was the guy?
Shrum.
Yeah. What?
Shrum?
No, I don't think so. There's a famous story of a young man who bought a desk from a lady and was like $90,000 in it, and she returned it to him, and it made a very big Kesh Hashem. I think it's for Shmuel. Shmuel says just that. Return it. It made a transkiss Hashem. It's on the every single radio station, TV station. It made a transkiss Hashem. If you've got Tim Shemaim, then it's a good thing to go ahead and do it. Now, the Bar Gerla writes, and Kisati Zel Doiris, some people were Merviach from Tais Akim, and they didn't give it back. They weren't Matzleach. And those who went because Tim Shemaim, and they lost all the money, and everything went to bad. Those were Kashim Shemaim. They were matzliach. So the Beragala writes that that's some, even though it's mutter, he's not making a good recommendation to keep it. If you're bullied to Bekashim Shemaim, he's saying you should really go ahead and give it back. But the passage of the Beragala is talking about, if I'm even Bekashim Shemaim, I should go ahead and do it. But let's say there'd be no Kashim Shemaim. For example, the insurance company by mistake puts 2 checks into your account. So you call them up and tell them, oh, I don't need to get both of them. Is that going to be Kashim Shemaim? Well, they don't know who you are, why you are, you know, they don't even know you're Jewish, they're saying, well, make a Kishim Shemaim. The only thing to make a Kishim Shemaim is like, you buy something in a store, or the guy gives you, take too much change, you walk again, you give to collect back the money, so she sees you're a Jew, that'll make a Kishim Shemaim. When you're dealing with like some, whatever, it's not going to make a Kishim Shemaim, then there'll be no Indian for one to do it, and therefore it's going to be okay. So therefore, Toys Akum, the Loch is going to be Mutter, Kishim Shemaim, even Kishim Shemaim is a good thing to do, if you can make a Kishim Shemaim. Now, different, but you get 2 checks from insurance company, what's the halacha? You keep it, because I can make a Kishim Shemaim giving it back, because they don't have any relationship with them. They don't want to talk to you.
Would be an Indian saying, I'm Jewish, and it's because I'm Jewish?
Not really, because I can be chal so much. Hi, I'm Jewish, and my name is Rabbi Marburger. It's a little chal. You know, the person who gave you, but the store owner by mistake gave you too much change, and you know, and the money's coming out of her pocket, because they check it in the data cash register, and you know, that makes Kishim Shemaim. But like, it's just like, whatever, I don't think it's going to make money. But now, there's a third sugya, which this is the area which, what's like a matakim? Matakim is a trick the guy to give to me. And this definition of gazela is, I stole it from him, right? Hold up. Or I snuck it, that's Geneva. Tell you, says he made a mistake by himself. What's that like, trick him to go ahead and make a mistake? Now, as you rent a car, and I know there's a shtick people do, you rent a car, so you're supposed to fill up with the gas. That's the deal, right? So, if you park on a hill, so then the thing goes down a little bit, right? So you don't have to fill up all the gas, like, it goes down a little bit. So over there, I didn't steal from the guy, I just tricked him not to charge me. So what's the halacha when you're mat akim? All insurance fraud. What is that? You're tricking the guy to go ahead and give it to you. So what's the halacha with it? So over there, so chalik shushainim, The man Shimon Mechetz brings down two shitas, Yesham Asa, Yesham Mutter. We pass in that you're supposed to be mad. The Chil is supposed to be mad. You're supposed to be mad, but you should not come attack him. It's also to do. If you want to go back to the case of the guy where he switched the tags, was he allowed to do it? It definitely was Asa to do. Why is it Asa? It's not Asa as Gnev. It's Asa as Gnev as Das. It's all the Vasilya. It's not as Gnev, it's Asa as Gnev as Das. Gnev is only when I took it from him. Tricking him to give it to me is not also as Gnev, it's also as Gnev as Das. Now, if Kamina is, but the Evid, once you did it, even if the item is still there, you don't have to give it back. Because Gnev as Das is a trick to it. There's no din Veshav on Gnev as Das. Gnev as Das is din Gzela, or Mimam Shech Gzela. But once Gnev as Das is the tricking, I tricked him already, I took it, I have it. If over there won't be any need to give it back. So kids are going to get him out the hacking office. Don't do it. Therefore, with the guy that's switching price tags, it's not a Seder. But the evidence that he did it, then he would not have to pay it back just because it doesn't help giving it back and it doesn't really make so much of a difference. But with Garon, we are, yes, a machmer on Matak. Now, if he didn't trick him, classical case is somebody lost a ring. So they put in an insurance claim. So the insurance claim went, they put the money into his account. Then they found the ring. So do they have to give money back? They don't have to give back. I ain't doing nave, I ain't doing anything, whatever. I was even mad to Akum over there, Bashaita was lost. He ordered something online, it doesn't come. So you tell him, oh, I didn't get it. What happens? They send you another one. Then the other one comes 3 days later. Do you have to give back? No. There's nothing over there, which is no mice can even, no mice anything over there. It's like more like a Veda. And if you're able to go ahead and keep it. So because Matak and Bikaron is going to be Aser, but if you took it, you don't have to go ahead and.
Using a corporate code for rental cars, is that
Matakam?
Like a corporate code, you're not entitled to.
Chayr, it's Matakam. You trick him something you don't deserve, which is Aser to do. Once you did it, you don't have to go back to Marfrey and pay everything. But it's definitely Aser to do. It's Aser, right? It's the Raisa.
Gave his Dazzle.
What?
Zaz,
yeah. Gave his Dazzle to the Raisa. I'm saying. But therefore, all those things about it, those things are going to be Aser. Now, in terms of buying a chifetz which is stolen, so it's brought an alibi from a ganav, an alibi chivis which is stolen. And if we let a lot of times these things like, you know, it's a third of the price, he sort of cap like, why is it so cheap? Because the guy didn't pay for it. Someone which is becheskes gazel, the lach is an alibi. Who did an alibi from a ganav? Somebody, and it says if somebody buys something which is stolen, you'd be like, misayeh, devevevevev. An alibi items which are something which is stolen, a person's not alibi. Fine, let's move on to Shalosh Navidas a couple of minutes. The question basically is, you're in a dira and there's like a lot of stuff over there, like what, there's a magazine, there's a book, there's Pringles on the, you know, there's like pretzels, are you allowed to take it without the person's permission, there's shampoo, soap, all these things, there's a pen on the table, are you allowed to eat it without the person's permission? So, the halacha is like this, shol shalemin das is aser. There's no such thing as using an item without permission. If you use an item without permission, you are a gossip. There's no such that there. What we have to figure out is what's called as permission. But he always lets you. You asked him before. If I'm doing it, doesn't care. Family. Let's say using, you know, that the way discussion is that called shalom midas. Maybe that's called midas. But whenever you don't have permission, it's us. We have to figure out what's called permission and what's not called permission. So let's go through a couple of cases which are called permission. Let's say it's brought down that. Let's say you asked him five times, you know, and he gives you permission. He bought a mishpacha or a ted, and he asked him, can I use it? You don't have to ask him. So you know he lets you use it, right? So if a person lets you all the time, it's not to say you have to ask him every single time. You know, this time he's like, you don't have to ask him. You know, that's called permission, and you don't have to go ahead and ask him. What about using somebody's item, and you have umdana that he would let you? Like, you know, he's a good friend of yours, you know, he wouldn't care, and are you allowed to use it? Or not. Which reminds me of a story. It's going back to Rosh Hashanah years ago when I was back in Lakewood. So I was seeking with a friend, and so we were looking for a place afterwards to make Kiddush. So I guess I'll call me as a friend. He's going to go to his friend's house. So I can stay with the friend's house. There was no one there. So the guy's like, I guess, you know, everyone was dabbing. So the guy climbed through the guy's window. You know, opened the door for me and we made Kiddush over there. So the question is that something what did they do? He's like, no, fine. And the guy lets, yeah, for sure he lets, not a problem, don't worry about it. And the question is was that what did they do or not? So there's a Tyson Babsi Dafka Bees, it brings down this also give Yishlamidas, and it's familiar with it. Yishlamidas. There's a lot of like this. Some of these are Veda. So, till Yish is yours. After Yish, the lot of comes after. The more discusses, let's say, it wasn't Miyayish yet, but when he knows about it, it will be Miyayish. Go back and roll it back. Basically, Tosis over there says that taking somebody's thing without permission, Tosis wants to say that unless, even though you know the person that Makbid, it's telling the Yish on Midas, it's no good. Unless you have a Shus Papoil to go and do it, then it's going to be a problem. That's what it says in Tosis over there. The Shach, it's Chilak, the Shach says no. Little Mr. Finney, you argue on Tosis and say that the Sugi Yish on Midas is only by Aveda, here you're trying to make a Chalais. Chalis Yish, going out of your shos, just to give somebody permission, the shackles that Lamaisa, that'll be considered enough and it would not be considered a problem. Because the local Lamaisa is based on the Shulchan Aruch. Basically, it comes like this. You have to have the morning, you have to, if it's something which you have umdinot, the guy does not care if anybody in the world takes. It's partial, it doesn't care if somebody takes it. The luck is that, or you know for sure 100% the guy lets you. If it's an item which you're not using up, there's something you're using and you give it back. For example, you borrow a magazine, so nothing's getting used up. The guy still has it. So then the minhag is to be makel. I think if it's something which you're using up, you go to the guy's house and you need some cake, or using a shampoo, or something like that, where things are using up. Or with beer, unless you have specific permission from the person, then it's going to be brown and it's going to be usher. Except for in the deer, go around the deer, what type of things are in the deer where it comes up.
No.
Well,
food.
So food's like this, right? If you ask 2-3 times, they know he lasts, that's ready to call permission. But what time you're walking to somebody else's deeper place, you never ask the guy permission. He's a good friend of yours, like, he's gonna laugh. So the luck of the space. If it's something which you're just using a chair, using his stereo, using his rechargers, and is not ruining anything. Like recharge is a good example. Is recharger plugged in or recharger around? So I'm assuming no one's back by that, right? No one's back for such a thing, but it's alhamdulillah. But being that it's something which you're not using the item up, you could go ahead and use it. Something which you're using the item up.
Pen.
What?
Pens. It's different.
So pens like this. If he lends it to a friend, so then you're allowed to take it from him, because just like you did a chesed with him, then you can assume he doesn't care and he did a chesed with you. Taking a pen of davar mu'at, something like that. I'm about to be telling you. Telling you that.
It's something that has wear and tear on it.
It has wear and tear, then the chlami.
That's using it up.
What?
Saying that's cool using it up.
Yeah, if something's using everyone based on it, then yeah, there's a book, a magazine, doesn't really get. It's only mashu and a mashu, it doesn't make a difference in that's much to the views. Now, but again, it's Sarchi Mitzvah. There's a cloud, Nichol Inchilas, and Mitzvah Vimainai, and there's a cloud that person wants to go ahead and do Mitzvahs with his mother over a minute. Do Mitzvahs with his mom. So the question, what does that fit into the whole scheme of things? So Ramah brings down Simeon Dalid. You walk into a shul, his tefillin you can go ahead and use, because underneath lets, the talus no one wants you to use. Which nowadays might be the opposite, right? Somebody uses your tefillin, you feel like very violated. So who knows when the last time you take a shower. And talus already, you know, people are less machna. But basically, Kal Lynchim is a mitzvah money is that even if you have no idea the guy lets, but by mitzvah you could assume that the guy lets. Now the couple columns which brings down. Number one is a umdina only works in a situation where you can't ask him. If you have to ask the person, so then you have to go and ask. If you walk in the guy into the basement, there's a talus there. A safer. Use somebody else's safer. So there's a call on the but some of the person wants him to use it. But that's just based on umdina. If you're able to ask the person, the person's around, you have to ask him. Every Shabbos, you can't call him and achanami. Or it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you can't call him and achanami. But if you're able to ask, the morning you have to ask the person whether he lets it or not. Number two, Mr. Rubin's down, you only can do bim kremli. Can't take it to a different place, especially if it's farm in the mirror. If you move it, you don't put it back in the right place, it's gone forever, right? You never get it back. It could be in the yeshiva, people are micro on this farm because of that. And as the call number three is the only can do back row. You not something which a person able to go ahead and do bikfias. Bikfias already is omdin on that. No person doesn't want you to go ahead and do it. And that's something which would be a issue. So okay, Chazar, he said basically Gazal and Geneva is going to be usher. Common cases are from like hotels, stirring from the government, stirring buses, trains. That's, you know, a very common case of Geneva and Zela. The halach is if you stole it, you have to do Veshav Zeh Shagazel, you have to give back until you're out of the land of Suffolk, you have to pay back everything. But the gezel akam v'lach is that also to do, giving back the item if it's not benyan. I'm achiv to do, if it is benyan, you have to give it back. Toyes akam is mutter v'kashin shemayim is the right thing to do. Mata akam is also to do, but you have it. You wouldn't have to go and give it back. But again, Shalosh Lamedas, Shalosh Lamedas is usher unless you have Rishus. What's called Rishus? You always ask him, it's Rishus. Things bought for the family is Rishus. Somebody buys something for the Dira, that's Rishus. You can assume that's Rishus. If it's umdina, the person wouldn't care. So anything which is you're using the item and giving it back that item, it's safe to assume the person wouldn't care and you're able to go ahead and do it. If you're using up the item, Kibshutai, one would, when you deal with mitzvahs, the law is that by a mitzvah, you can assume that the guy lets you do it, and right, there's only been coin and not if it's going to be the kavias. If somebody steals from the rabbis, we said the law is you have to do tzarchi rabbim, and the way tzarchi rabbim works is that it's, hopefully it's sat the shema, that the shema will help you get the money back to the right place.